Welcome to the Sloppy Slop from the makers of the Sloppy Sorting Hat. This is a podcast where we talk Big Brother season 23 with a Harry Potter twist. Anyone not listening to us, guys, is crazy. What are you going to do? Listen to Brent? You'd be better off listening to a loaf of bread. I'm Michelle.
I'm Danny.
And I'm Amanda.
And we have no Jose this week because he's getting married this weekend. So congrats to co-host Jose. I guess your wedding's more important than this podcast. We'll admit.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll give you this one time, Jose.
So congrats to him and also my good friend Katie, who he is marrying.
I was just going to say, shout out to both of them. Congratulations to them. Super exciting.
Anyway, so we're down to just three again. We've evicted Adam as well. So all eight of you will be fine. You'll survive.
But first, we need to get sloppy.
But first,
bottoms up.
So I'll start us off. I'm drinking a day break. I think that we've discussed this beer a lot on this podcast. On this one or maybe our Sloppy Sorting Hat podcast. But either way, it's a coffee beer, and it's from Wolf Ridge Brewery, and it tastes like coffee, and it's good. I actually still need to open it. Oh, my God. Beer just got everywhere.
Of course it did.
I don't even know how that happened.
I remember my first time drinking tea.
Right. God, this is my first beer, guys.
Congrats.
All right. It's really good, but now it's dripping all over me. Jesus, Lord. This is why I drink out of a glass. All right, Michelle, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a busy watermelon lemonade like seltzer thing. Which I'm enjoying these Vizzies. They have like a four different flavors of these, and I like them a lot better than White Claw. Sorry, Dan.
Plus, they have antioxidants.
They have antioxidants, and they have zero sugar somehow. So, and that matters.
Lower,
and that matters.
Percent.
Yeah. Well, it's 5%.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
I'm pretty sure I'm thinking of Bull Aviv or whatever.
I'm looking at the fucking can, man.
Whatever. I thought I knew my seltzers, but I don't.
Anyway, I'm enjoying these for the most part. Still a little, even though there's no sugar in it, it still tastes a little sweet to me because I'm used to the bitterest hops, but it's pretty good. Danny, what are you drinking?
I am drinking the cheapest wine I could find at $3.45 a bottle. This is the best Pinot Grigio I've ever had.
Oh, it's going to be the best hangover too.
The brand is Winking Owl, and I bought it from Aldi.
Oh, I've heard of that wine. I think it's actually really good.
Yeah, it's really not bad for being $3.45 a bottle.
Yeah, Aldi is known for having that super cheap wine.
Yeah, Aldi's known for having a lot of great stuff. I got to go there more often.
Plus, that's a cute label, if I remember correctly.
It does. It's a cute little winking owl, which is very Harry Potter-esque with all the owls. All right. Hey, everybody. It's time for the Potion of Veto ceremony.
Woo!
I don't expect many of you to appreciate the subtle science and exact art that is Potion of Veto!
During this segment, one of us will win the coveted Potion of Veto. The winner can then veto any head of house nomination. To determine the winner, we'll have a little contest based on our drink choices for tonight. Let's see what the contest is today, Mish.
Randomizing. It's random. This one is best name. Which is a little subjective, right? So we have to.
Yes. So Vizzy.
I think it's between Vizzy and Daybreak because Danny, yours is just the name of a wine. Like
Winking Owl Pinot Grigio.
Okay, Winking Owl. That's fair. I'm going to vote for Amanda.
Daybreak?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to vote for Vizzy because I actually really like that name.
All right.
It's up to me.
Amanda, I guess you break the tie.
Or you can pick Winking Owl.
I'm actually going to pick Vizzy because I do think that that's really fun.
Woo! Vizzy. Mish, is this your first win?
No.
Oh. We'll pretend it is anyway.
Yay, Mish, this is your first win.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
So let's get into the head of house nomination sorting ceremony.
This is a nomination ceremony. It is my responsibility as the head of house to
place the sorting hat on your head and you will be sorted into your houses.
Each of us has been assigned a Hogwarts house for the week and we'll sort one Big Brother 23 house guest into that house. Let's go with Danny can go first since she has two. So you can go now and then later.
Ooh, now
all
later.
Right. I am going to pick my Slytherin of the week first. And I'm going to have to say that's definitely going to Kyland because he was in full Slytherin mode. First, he cuddles up with Tiff, just all super cuddly and sleeping together and stuff. Not that kind of sleeping. Then he just stabs her right in the back and just takes her out. He just like did not trust her at all. And then he like manipulated Ozza later to like make sure that she didn't put him on the block and somehow that worked. And I feel like just him talking all the time is kind of slithery. Like some people are just going to do whatever you say just to get you to shut up. Right.
Right.
I also think that he is like when he talks all the time, he's just creating a lot of noise in the heads of people who are listening to him. And so it's like, I think that's maybe that's a strategy of his. I don't know.
Do you think it is a strategy? Because I think it's working.
Yeah, I think it might be.
I mean, I don't know, guys. I think he just has a lot on his mind. Like, he's just thinking about, like,
God,
you know, him and his impact on the world, but then also, like, the world's impact on him. And, like, you know, I think he does feel like he believes in God, but it's, like, an abstract thing. And, like, so, you know, he's just got a lot rattling around in there. I mean, if it is a strategy, it's fucking brilliant because it's like really just like railroading everybody else in this house into like, how can we get Kylan to shut the fuck up?
Yeah, it's gotta be like, maybe it's a subconscious strategy, but obviously it's been working for weeks. Everybody listens to him. I don't know how they sit in those rooms for like 2 hours. I was just like, okay, I'm done.
That's maybe enough. That's because isn't he a salesman, a salesperson?
I can't remember what any of these people's things were, except the ones that lied about it.
Right. I think he might be a salesperson. Maybe that's just how he approaches his clients and his job and it works for him. I don't know. He's going with that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, but it's just the strangest thing, Kylan.
The used car salesman technique. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Where you just say a lot of words and like eventually you just like start agreeing with things and you don't even understand what you're agreeing to.
Yeah. When he was like, Taza, like, does that make sense? And she's like, yeah. And it's like, of course anybody would say yes. Like, yeah, just, can you just leave?
Right. I'm trying to think of anything else with Kylan. I just think he's I don't know. I don't even understand if he's playing a good game or what the heck is going on with Kylan. He's just so weird. I don't even know if I like him or not. Like, I don't know. Kylan's just the weirdest player.
Yeah, and he's not humble. And Slytherins aren't humble.
Yeah.
He's always celebrating himself. And you know, that's fine. He kind of deserves to celebrate. He's been winning like everything. And somehow he's getting everybody to do what he says, even though like he's controlled by Xavier a little bit, but anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Kylan is the Slytherin. Yep. He's
but the Xavier stuff is not even actually Xavier controlling him. Honestly, I think it's like Kylan has convinced himself that he is so great that in order to truly win, he needs to be against the best. Otherwise his win would be tainted, which is stupid.
Oh, wait, don't, let's not talk about this. Cause that's a question I have for the BB professors.
All right. I'll kill myself then.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. Wait.
They're so
don't do it, Mish. Don't do it.
All right. You want me to talk Ravenclaw?
Yes.
Okay. So I am sorting the Ravenclaw of the week, and you know it's gots to go to your girl, Ozza.
Yeah.
Because her double strategy, chef's kiss, top notch. The thing about the double is that there is not as much time to strategize, obviously. You compress an entire week into, like, a few minutes of strategy time, right? Yeah. I understand that. And when it's a second double and you haven't been like speculating, this is probably the double, this is what we're going to do in the double, that makes it a little bit more challenging. Because most of the time in Big Brother, they know a double's coming and they talk about what would we do in a double, right? Or they think about it at least. The way that she, like Hannah came in and she was like whisper shouting at her like, okay, so I'm going to put you up and I'm going to put X up and my target is X. And like everything she said made no fucking sense.
Right.
It was so bizarre that she was so confident. And Hannah's like, wait, I think that I go home. And she's like, no, because Kylan will vote to vote out X and then Eric F will vote out you and then I'll break the tie. And I'm like, where are you getting your fucking information, Azza? Like, there's no way that's what happens. So yeah. All that being said, I'm putting her in Ravenclaw in an ironic sense, sarcastically, because I'm so pissed that she said that she's just, I don't want to call her like an idiot, but like that's where I'm at.
Yeah. I mean, she still in my heart. If she wins the veto, I think she has a good chance of getting to final two, you know, at final four. But I just like this was a really bad move. I don't know what she was thinking.
And here's all she had to do. It was so fucking easy. And this is what's so sad about it. You put up X and Kylan. Right. And then even if one of them wins the veto, the other one's still on the block. And then you put up Derek F if one of them wins the veto, and then you and Hannah control the vote and you get out Kylan or X, whichever one's still on the block. So simple. It's so simple. It's one of the easiest fucking things you can do in Big Brother. And she messed it the fuck up somehow. And it's so fucking frustrating.
Yeah, agreed. I don't know what she was thinking. I was really excited for her when she won that comp, but then afterwards I'm like, maybe it would have been better if Xavier had won that comp. Like, really did not help anybody.
Well, this weird fucking bullshit deal she had with Kyra. It's like, well, I have a deal with Kai, so I can't put him on the block. Well, like, this is Big Brother, man. You can bounce checks in the Big Brother house, as a great man once said. So just fucking suck it up and do it.
I think The only way that Handa was going to stay this week is if Azza or her won the HOH. And so when Azza won, I was like really excited. I was like,
yes, me too. Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my gosh, it just like spiraled so quickly. And I was just like watching it and I was like stunned. I was like, I just kept saying no in my head a million times.
As soon as Chata came in and Azza told her fucking master plan, right, quote unquote, my heart sank, because I was like, that's never gonna work. That's not gonna work. Yeah. Like unless Chata wins veto, Chata's going home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And she knew that too, but then she still didn't win. Well, I mean, at least Hannah had two chances to win, unlike Claire and DX, who both got backdoored.
That's very true. I mean, she did control her own fate to a certain extent, but it's just so simple. It's like Big Brother 101. All to get X or Kylan out so easy, and she just couldn't execute on it. So yeah. Anywho, Amanda, who's your Hufflepuff?
So I actually decided to put Azza into Hufflepuff.
There's only so many people left, so that makes sense.
Well, I was back and forth between Azza and Chata, but I ultimately decided with Azza because for some, you know, Hufflepuffs and that loyalty, for some reason, she just wants to be so loyal to Kylan of all freaking people. And like, I just remember in the beginning when Kylan didn't throw that comp to Azza, Azza was pissed. And like ever since then, she's like, Kylan's my number one target, you know, in the cookout. And so it just was mind boggling to me that when Chata and Azza were talking, she's like, oh, I made a promise to Kylan, I can't put him up. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Like, so confused.
Here's what's going on in Azza's head in my mind. She thinks that by honoring this deal next week, Kylan won't go after her, but it doesn't matter next week because next week is final four. The only thing that matters is the veto, and he can't put her, if he puts her up, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. The HOH will get to final three, but they have no say in what happens.
Absolutely. And if the deal was about HOH protection, right? The deal was not about veto protection. So when he's the sole vote to evict this week, he can evict Azza and still have a clean fucking conscience.
Yeah, exactly. It was a terrible deal. She didn't think it through.
I just don't understand why she wouldn't want to be with the women. I don't get it. When both Tiffany and Chata came up to her and talked to her about how, like, they don't see a path in this game if none of them don't win an HOH.
Like, dude, I think she did want to be with the women. I think she just fucked it up.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's true. I just can't understand how you messed that up.
To be fair, Azza didn't know Hannah was in her alliance for several weeks.
Yeah, and I guess, like, I'm going to give Azza a little bit of credit just because, like, when you're under that much pressure, it is kind of hard to really, like, think through things and understand what you should be doing that's best for your own game. But I do think that, like, as a Big Brother player getting down to this, like, you know, final four, final five, you should be ready for a double. And you should, when you, like, if I'm HOH, who am I going to put up and just be ready for it and think it through? Isn't that the game? Like, what the hell else are they doing all day?
Yeah, they usually have, like, a day to pick. But, yeah, no, I totally agree. She should have been ready.
I think that the one of the biggest issues here is that the cookout was way too comfortable for most of this game. And basic Big Brother math, TM, I'm copywriting that, Big Brother math. Basic Big Brother math it was not a thing that they had to think about a lot. Because this is, like I said, it's Big Brother 101. If you want a person out, if you want one of two people out, I should say, you put those people on the block. And then as long as you have control of the votes, no matter which one wins veto, you still get the other one out. It's basic Big Brother math. It's even easier to execute when there's this few people, because all you needed to have was one person vote for the person you wanted out, and then you as the HOH get to break the tie. So it's just, I just think the cookout was so comfortable that they never really had to talk through these scenarios in a lot of detail like you would have to do in a more normal season of Big Brother with a lot of different shifting alliances. And I'm just not sure she even really knew the basics.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And also, just like, we do have to note that she and DF are diehard ride or die final two. So she does still have somebody in there. So it's a duo against a duo. It's just that the other duo is like a beast duo. And she and DF have won one comp all season together. So I understand her like linking up with him and not wanting to target him. But she really, really needed to think further than just DF and needing Hannah and needing to find a way to keep Hannah. So I don't know what she was thinking. And I'm sad about it.
I get that it's duo versus duo, but it's like, I don't
think that's what she wanted. I really don't think
I don't think so either.
But I think that I think X is taking Derek up to the end. When X drops Kylan's ass at the end, it's going to be fucking hilarious to see Kylan's face.
I hope
X is smarter than Kylan. He's not going to do this. I got to beat the best shit. No, you do not have to beat the best. No one has to beat the best.
You just
win. All you got to do is win.
Right.
You get the same check other way, people. It doesn't matter.
You still beat the best. Doesn't matter. You're the best. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
Anyway.
Yeah, that was rough. That was a rough episode.
It was wild.
Who are you going to put in Gryffindor?
I am going to put Hannah into Gryffindor. Now, she's usually our Ravenclaw, but this week she's going to Gryffindor because just her overall game was really great. She was super competitive. She was able to do the banana split, and she was passionate about the cause to have a Black person win for the first time in 23 seasons. I also want to put Tiffany into Gryffindor for the exact same reason that I just put Hannah into Gryffindor. They both can be Gryffindors this week because I feel bad that both of them left. Yeah. And I had two houses to sort, and I decided I want Hannah and Tiffany to both be sorted somewhere. So they're both going to Gryffindor together.
I like it. I'm here for it. Poor both of them. I feel, I'm just so sad. I cannot believe that this is how it happened.
It is their fault that they're gone. Here is what happened. The rest of the cookout was tight. Those two were tight with people outside the cookout. They really needed to make better friends inside the cookout. This is why you don't take an alliance that you don't like to the final six. Because then you get knocked out first. Like, it was an amazing alliance. I just feel like Hannah and Tiffany really needed to be friends more with X and Kylan and DF and Azza, because even Azza is closer to all three guys. It's pretty clear. So I just feel like that was where they kind of dropped the ball. But in their defense, I think it's still really impressive they made it to the cookout. So having those extra people like DX and Claire on the side, they probably thought, hey, is this actually going to happen? I'm going to need these people. But they really just needed the cookout.
Yeah.
But still Gryffindor, so, they made some slight mistakes along the way. So that tracks.
I really think that Tiffany winning that HOH when she should have thrown it was just overall a horrible decision for not only her game, but also Hannah's game, because then Hannah was tied into it because she's so close to Tiffany. So I fully believe that. I mean, obviously they could have been friends with people or with the cookout more, but I think that was like the turning point of their game, both of their games, unfortunately.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like we talked about last week, I think.
Yeah, I totally
agree. I'm so happy they both like expressed that it was worth it to throw away their personal games for this goal, because it's a very impressive goal. It was very important, and I commend that. It's just that obviously they both knew their personal games were in the toilet.
Sucks. I do feel like Hannah probably could have went so much further if she was just playing for herself. Because I do think she's very smart. And I wish I would have been able to see that ruthless game that she was talking about that she wanted to go in the house.
She'll definitely be on another season, whether or not I'll let you know if she gets cast, if you'd ever watch again.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to, just because I'm getting too emotional about this game and it's just too much for me.
I understand that. Yeah. Last night I was like, I hate this show. Why have I been watching this show for 15 years?
Oh, that's like, I feel like that's when I had the reaction, like, I hate everything. I'm self-evicting from the podcast.
I mean, there have been rougher seasons than this for me, honestly. Like there are seasons when every single person in the house, I think, is a vile excuse for a human being. And I have to watch while one of them wins. Like that year Mickey won, like, God,
that was bad.
Right? Like, this is not even close to the worst that I've ever felt watching this show. So,
yeah.
Well, hey, everybody. It's time for the veto ceremony. As the potion of veto holder, I have the power to veto one of the nominations this week. And I have decided to not use the power of veto.
What about the potion of veto? Are you going
to
use that?
Oh, sorry. I've decided to use the potion of veto. No, sorry. No, I've decided not to use the potion of veto. After last week's total heartbreaking veto of my nomination by my former ally, Jose, I don't have the heart to do that to someone else, you know, because it really stung. I'm not recovered from it. I don't think I'll ever be recovered from it. I've docked some money off of his wedding gift because of it. so, you know, and honestly, like if he were here this week, I might have used it on him in retaliation, but he's not here. And neither of you deserves his, you know, revenge from me. So yeah, so I'm not using it.
Okay. Well, good. I appreciate that, Mish.
Mm-hmm. I'm just a better person than him, deep down.
Yep.
Deep down.
Deep. Deep, deep down. Not on the surface. On the surface, he's a way better person. All right. Anyway, let's talk about our keepers for this week.
Keepers need to be quick. Agile. I like my chances.
There are just so few options left. There's only four people actually left in the house. And it's really tough to decide who to keep out of that small group of people. I guess I'm gonna pick Kylan. And the reason for it is, like, last night after Chad got evicted, I was texting Danny, because Mandy, you were in a meeting, so I was just texting Danny, and I said, I guess I'm rooting for Kylan now, ? Like, and I don't even know why. It was just sort of like my first gut reaction. And I'm just going to roll with that, even though I don't really understand what's in my heart. That is who I'm rooting for at this point. So Kai's my guy, even though he seems pretty annoying and very slithery.
Yeah. He's pretty annoying. But, I mean, I think he's playing a good game. For the most part, so whatever.
I I do like Kylan too. I struggle with Kylan for some reason because I like him so much, but I just don't think I should like him.
Yeah, this pod loved him for the first like half of the game, but now it's like, eh, he's a little bit like that's annoying.
Yeah, I don't know if like my love for him has totally worn off yet. So I still kind of love him, but like I don't think I should. So
well, who are you keeping, Manda?
I'm actually gonna keep Azza. I think that she got a little overwhelmed with that HOH, and I mean, I just am really here for like woman power, so I would love to see her win. If I had to pick another one, it would be Kylan though. So
yeah, I mean, Azza has to win her way, but you know, if she makes it a final two, props to her.
Yeah, I do think she's going to go next week, though, honestly.
So. Well, if she wins the veto, she's good.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to win the veto.
Nope. The one thing I'll say about Azza is that she did look fucking devastated.
Oh, yeah.
She, like, obviously that was not what she intended. And she has a lot to try to reconcile in her own mind after all that went down.
Maybe it'll light a fire under her butt.
I did originally think that maybe this was Asa's plan because I knew that she like kind of had some beef with Tiffany early on and then maybe that like kind of wore off on Hannah. But then I saw her face when like everything happened and Hannah was gone and she, oh my gosh, I was like, never mind. That was not her plan. She obviously yeah. like did not think it through and it backfired.
Totally.
Danny, who are you keeping?
This week I am keeping Benny the squirrel.
Oh. Oh, who's Benny the squirrel?
He's that little squirrel that you find in the comps all the time. If you keep an up close eye, you could find him. And I want to find him every time. And I want him to stay around for years to come.
Is he an actual squirrel or like a animated?
No, it's like a plastic squirrel that they just like put around comps.
I thought for a second. Him?
Yeah. They like dress up and stuff. It's really silly.
I thought for a second that they just like let a random squirrel loose during every competition.
Of course you would think that.
That would be so fun though.
That would be fun.
But really, I'm going to keep I don't know. I guess I'll keep Xavier.
Oh, okay.
There's no way he's going though. It doesn't like I think he's going to make it to the end. X but I want him to make it to the end and then lose because everybody's been telling him all along, you're going to win. You're going to win. And I want him to lose at the like, final two.
Paul
that
style?
That would be great. Yeah, Paul style.
It's still one of my favorite memories of all time being in Myrtle Beach, watching that with you and Adam and Jim. And Jim's just fucking sitting there so stoic, pissed off, and the three of us are losing our goddamn minds. Like,
yes, awesome.
Josh is gonna beat him.
Oh my god, it was hilarious. I still can't believe it. I agree. That was a great memory. And now I just always want to watch the finale with you guys. It's like really difficult because it's in the middle of the week.
I know. Yeah, we haven't done it since, I don't think, but that was I remember like just like letting out the scream and like almost flipping over the back of my chair because I was so excited and Jim just sitting there like, well, like, Paul played the better game.
Yeah.
Was that Josh that's on the challenge now?
Yes, it was Josh that's on the challenge. Josh, who just this week said, you're just the guy who comes in here, doesn't win anything. What have you won? What have you won? To Fessy, Danny. He was yelling at Fessy.
Oh, fun. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I should watch the challenges because there's so many Big Brother players on it.
You really
Josh,
should.
Josh, oh, I God. Love. I really love Josh on the challenge. And so when he gets really heated and passionate, I like to say passionate because Josh is a very passionate person.
He definitely is.
And he starts getting into fights and stuff like that. I'm like, Josh, no, don't do it. Don't hit him because, like, you know, TJ's going to come in and kick them out, which I think they're going to do next week.
Oh, Fessy definitely hit him. Yeah, Fessy's gone.
But
yeah.
Do you think Josh is going to be gone?
No, because Josh didn't hit him. I have seen
that sounds about right from what I've seen from Big Brother Josh.
I've seen hundreds of fights on the challenge, and this is a top tier fight. It was so good. And Danny, I always joke around that Josh is going to come in any minute with two pans.
He hasn't done that on the challenge. That was just a Big Brother trademark thing.
No, yeah, he hasn't done it yet on the challenge.
Now that I've watched Big Brother, I do think that Josh plays the challenge a lot like playing a Big Brother game. Very much interesting. He plays a lot of like it socially and tries to make these alliances. And like, that's like the biggest deal for him, which in the challenge, I think the bigger deal is winning the challenges.
Yeah. So, well, he won Big Brother. So, I mean,
I know.
Well, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, but he does, but it's not going to, it doesn't work like that in the challenge. Ultimately.
That's why it was so great. That he was Cap and Fessy, because he's like, you're the guy who doesn't win anything. What have you won? It's not like Josh has won the challenge, but Josh has won Big Brother.
Right, and it's a Big Brother alliance. He's throwing that in his face.
Yeah, so it's great. It's so good. I hate Fessy so much. So
Oh my god, Fessy's the freaking worst.
He wasn't great on Big Brother either.
He's so annoying.
He's really annoying. Anyway, we've gotten way far off topic. Yes. Let's do Ask the Beauty Professors. Amanda, you got any questions for us?
Yeah. So I do have two questions. One is that
dear professor.
Oh, sorry. Dear BB professor sirs. So I love the jury segments. I think I like the jury segments more than I like the actual
you and everybody else.
You're already a typical Big Brother fan.
Oh, great. Okay. So are we gonna see a lot more jury segments now that there's not a lot of people left? Like, I can't imagine that they would have that much footage to show in the house.
We'll definitely get one this week. When
tonight? Are we gonna get one tonight?
I don't know if we'll get it tonight. We'll get it.
Yeah, there's definitely no way they had a time to edit it last night.
Oh, okay.
They filmed yesterday's whole thing the day before, so maybe, I don't know. We could.
We may
probably likely to get it on Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, we're more likely to get it Wednesday or Thursday, but we will. We will get a jury segment in every week.
I just really like seeing everyone's reactions when somebody walks through the door. And so I'm just going to be really interested when they see Tiffany, because Tiffany's like the mastermind. And then I'm going to be really excited for DX and Trotta to be reunited again. So I just really want to see that. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, Brittany has been so excited.
I know. Brittany is she's so funny. I was laughing last night because Alyssa won that veto and she goes, Alyssa, like she was so excited. And I was like, Brittany, calm down. She's sitting right next to you. It didn't work out for her.
Well, still, she won a calm. I don't know. Yeah. She's just like always so congratulatory.
Yeah. She's sweet. She's sweet.
I really I love Brittany. Yeah.
I'm just joking around. She's great.
I did think it was like really fun that SB came in and then was like, all right, I know the alliance. And then DX was like, oh, wait, what? And like he still was putting it together, but he's not watched the show. So he has not known that there's never been a black person win. So,
yeah.
Right. And it was classic, like white people talking around a thing.
Oh my god.
They didn't even say it out loud at first. And I'm like, guys, it's okay to say that there's never been a black winner of Big Brother. It's a fact.
Yeah.
It was like the way SB and Brittany were like, there's never been, and then silence, and then X goes, Derek goes, oh. And I'm like, why couldn't you guys just, I don't know, it's classic, like weird uncomfortableness where it's like, this is reality, guys. You gotta say it.
Yeah, and then somebody came, was it Claire that came in and she was just like, you know, she was able to talk about it.
She was a lot more comfortable about it.
Claire was way more comfortable with it, yeah.
I do think that if DX would have known that there's never been a black winner for Big Brother, then he probably would have caught on a little bit earlier. Like, he would have known.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But who knows? Like, even when Alyssa was talking about it, she was like, they looked like they hated each other in the house. And I liked that Alyssa was like,
Alyssa figured it out.
It feels stupid right now. And I was like, yes, good job.
Yeah. And it's tough because they did a really good job. She's the last one in. She figured out the least amount of information.
But she was the one that was like saying that, like, for like 2 weeks, like, oh, am I going to be next because I'm not black? Am I going to be next? She literally figured it out.
When Tiffany came out and Julie was great interview by Julie, I think, to Tiffany, by the way. I usually hate the interviews. Yeah. I skip them, but that was a really good one. I don't skip them. I skip them mentally. I'm looking at my phone. But I don't respect it. But in any case, I liked this one. And I thought it was funny when Julie was like, you know, you did this for all black people, all people of color, really. And I was like, I don't think Alyssa and Derek X would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
It was a good interview.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
The jury segment was great.
Yes.
I love the jury segment.
I really like the jury segment. Okay.
But also, sorry, I just want to note that I I'm excited to see what Tiffany says to the jury, because it was a bad idea to send Tiffany first.
Yep.
I know. Oh, my God. Just for jury management, they needed Tiffany to stay.
Yeah.
Yep. Tiffany is going to have a big role in who possibly could have a big role in who wins.
Didn't she actually say to DF, like, you don't want me in the jury because I will be able to, like, run that jury?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she said something like that. So I'm just very intrigued to see.
Should have dropped her at final three, because the person that gets third doesn't go to the jury.
There are a lot of people in that jury who like and respect Tiffany.
Yeah.
A lot of people. And she is going to have some influence in there, I think. So it's going to be interesting to see what she says. I totally agree, Danny. Like, would have been better to drop her later when she wasn't able to really talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I do have one more question, and we kind of touched on it earlier, but Kylan saying that he wants to take X to the end, like, and I think I already know the answer because you guys kind of already said it, but, like, I don't think that that's a good idea because everyone seems to like X and they might vote for X to win. So
stupid idea.
Okay. I was just, like, wanting to confirm that what I already thought.
So this one time in BB16, there's two people that, like, hung out all, they were in alliance from the beginning. And instead of taking the person who definitely would have lost, he took the person who was running the game. And he was the one that got to choose who to take, and he lost. And you know what? Still think it's hilarious.
He did go on to win later. So congrats, yeah, Cody.
Last year.
And I will also say, I think that Derek did a really good job of misting these people into believing that if anybody took Victoria, that they would lose. Because his whole thing was like, okay, guys, we all have this agreement that if anybody takes Victoria in the final two, the rest of us will vote for Victoria to win, right? We all agree on that. And, like, I think that, I think in his heart, Cody believed that. Even though it was bullshit. Of course no one was going to vote for her to win.
Yeah, she basically did nothing, but she was missed it. She really thought she was going to win this thing. If she had gone to final two, she's like, they didn't take me because I would have won.
Yeah, she was great. She was so funny.
Hilarious. Oh, gosh. I actually really enjoyed BB16.
That was my first season, so
I have fond memories
of it.
They had some really good characters in that season.
Yeah. But, man, this happens on Survivor, too, where it's like people get in their head like, okay, in order to be the best, I got to beat the best. And it's like,
okay, but there's $750,000 on the line. I don't care.
Yeah, just take someone who's not going to get any votes. It doesn't matter. And some of them really honestly believe in their minds that, like, they'll be respected less if they take somebody who sat around and did nothing all game.
But why does that matter? Who cares?
It doesn't
matter. $750,000.
Yeah, who freaking cares?
It does not matter. But, like, respected less to the point that then they won't win. And I'm like, what are they going to do, vote for Derek F? Are you kidding? They're not going to. So just take him.
Yeah, so you're more worried about pride than money. Is what I'm hearing from Kylan.
It's almost like they get it wrapped up in their minds. It's like, well, I won't win if I don't take somebody who could beat me. But that doesn't make any sense. I don't know. It's hard to tell. Sometimes people just have pride, and sometimes people are thinking about it wrong.
I do think that it's smart to be on X's side right now because, you know, he'll protect Kylan, and that's good. But I just don't think that he should be sitting next to it. I don't think anybody should be sitting next to it. X on the final two, because X, I think everyone's gonna vote for X to win.
If they get to pick, you mean? I think Kylan will absolutely take X to the end because he's an idiot.
Yes,
yeah. No offense, Kai. No offense.
He's really loyal
for some reason. But X will not take Kylan. I don't think so. I would be shocked.
I mean, listen, every single person in that house had the opportunity to take X out last night.
Yes.
He was sitting on the block. And if you're not taking him out there, then you're just
not taking
begging.
Him out,
you're begging to lose to him. It's just ridiculous. So, and Kylan is the main person who made sure that did not happen.
Yeah, it seems so strange to me.
So,
Okay. So, just one more comment, not really a question for the BB. Oh my God, I didn't ask BB Professor Sirs with that last one. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, you don't get to ask another one then.
Well, then this is just a comment. So I thought it was. I thought it was hilarious when DF thinking that he's a comp beast because he almost won two competitions.
Oh my god, yes, that was so that funny. Was really I funny. Was dying. I was like, oh, I'm really worried now. I came in second in two comps in a row. People are gonna start seeing me as a threat. I was like, ain't no one ever gonna see you as a threat. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about that, my dude. It's not gonna happen. Don't worry.
I do really enjoy how delusional these people become.
I know. Oh god, it's hilarious.
All right. Those are all the questions I have. Thank you, BB Professor. Sirs, you're the best.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're a great student. You're doing really well this season.
Oh. You're getting an A.
Oh, yay.
All right. Thank you for listening to week 11 of the Sloppy Slop. Follow us on Instagram at sloppy.sortinghat, Twitter at sloppysorting, TikTok at sloppysortinghat, and on Facebook. And if you haven't yet, start listening to Sloppy Sorting Hat, where we sloppily sort the characters from popular movies, books, and TV shows into Hogwarts houses. Kind of like how Michelle put Azza into Ravenclaw this week. Woo. That's what you'll get at our podcast.
Oh, what a great example.
All that and more.
Oh, yeah.
From outside our computer screens, this has been the Sloppy Slop. Good night. Oh yeah, shout out to Josh.
Josh, please come on our podcast. I love you.
Oh my god, I would love that.
I love you.